You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Merry everything and happy always. Welcome to our show today. Oh, I'm so happy you're here. I'm happy I'm here, and I'm happy our guest is here today because I love holidays. I love celebrations, and I love our guest today very much. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I warmly welcome you, and I'll ask our guest, please introduce yourself to us.
Hello, my name is Dwayne Brayboy. I am from the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina, and I am Bear Clan.
How wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. I always love the way you introduce yourself with your very important clan. That is marvelous. Well,
thank you.
Happy holidays, merry everything, and happy always.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for inviting me. It's always a fun time to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Wow. To get started, I would like to talk about celebrations, because I believe celebrations mean a lot to tribal people, indigenous people all over the world. Don't you?
I agree. It's such an important component of our cultures.
So,
that was something that the English, when they first encountered us Tuscarora here in North Carolina, that's something that they commented about us, is that we're always celebrating. You know, maybe celebrating too much for their liking or some such, but we always had something going on. We had something to celebrate, you know, and there is something to celebrate always.
I love what you're saying, because to me, celebrations are an outward demonstration of our inward gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation. So what is the role of celebration in our tribal cultures?
The rule of celebration?
The role of it, the role. Why are we doing all this celebrating?
Right. And, well, to reiterate what you just said, it is an outward expression of our inward gratitude. You know, we call a Thanksgiving, you know, Yaguarihuatatha Awitneta, that's specifically the Thanksgiving Day. But, you know, like I've discussed before with you, you know, my people, we have many Thanksgivings throughout the year. You know, whenever there's the, they're not scheduled, it's just when something arises that there is reason to give thanks to Creator for some good fortune or thanks to each other, we'll do that. And even on a smaller scale, you know, we have our regularly scheduled ceremonies, but then we also have our socials. And, you know, socials are when, you know, ceremonies are a little more private, but, you know, socials are more open to where anyone, you know, can go to the social. And that those socials are an expression of gratitude. You know, it's bringing the people together and you know, expressing our gratitude for the people.
Mm. Wow, that is beyond beautiful, really. So let's talk about seasons of celebrations, right? I'm a Christian, so I say Merry Christmas, but I also say Happy Holidays because I know there's so many holidays during this particular time of year, and I want every one of them to be happy for whoever is celebrating it. So I'm not going to talk about colonizing the holidays, but I would like to talk about how we can indigenize our holiday season. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do, I think. Well, I know that Tuscaroras, you know, at this time of year, traditionally, you know, we've always had what we call Jutnaga Igats in Wandaweta, which means like the Beaver Moon ceremony. Mm. And that's our giveaway ceremony. And a lot like the potlatches from the Pacific Northwest.
Sure.
Yeah, that's very similar to what we have always done on the Beaver Moon, which is in November. And, you know, we just gather our excesses, household items, you know, could even be new things. And, you know, we will carry them to the ceremony at the longhouse. And, you know, that's one of the ways that we take care of each other, you know? So that is one of the ways that we have always celebrated at this time of year. But that doesn't really, you know, that's just something we do that's not about necessarily indigenizing the holiday, but I think about indigenizing the holidays and maybe some of the ways that people could do that is connect with, if someone's local to a Native community, you know, they can connect with those people, you know, local festivals or, you know, socials or some sort of event or supporting indigenous businesses. You know, mm-hmm. This is a very commercial time of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, for many different holidays. And I think that supporting indigenous businesses is something that is a way that people could indigenize the holidays. You know, support indigenous artists, businesses, you know, maybe learn the local history where mm-hmm. people stay. That could be a way to indigenize the holidays, to bring that awareness to the holiday. You know, land acknowledgements, maybe, you know, support indigenous causes, you know, rethink shopping lists, you know, and acknowledge Indigenous Peoples Day and, you know, Native American Heritage Month. Maybe those are some ideas.
Those are outstanding ideas. Those are excellent ideas. Thank you for each one of them. Because one thing I see in all of your really great ideas is that it's about heart attitude. It's about going back to our sacred and traditional values and ideas, right? The giveaway, for example, comes out of what most indigenous tribes have worldwide, which is a value of generosity, a mm-hmm. value for taking care of other people in your community, mutual aid. And I think about in our past, leaders were valued or revered because of how much they could give away or how much they did for other people. Not how much they hoarded or how much they had. And we want everyone to have their needs met. I'm not saying you should just give everything away. But once their needs were met and they took care of the community and they helped other people and they were there for their community, that's when people were really widely respected, not because they just
had everything for themselves and no one else had anything. And so I see that right. One of the lenses we can use to indigenize our holidays is generosity, which really, when you think about Christmas presents, Hanukkah presents, the presents for the other wonderful celebrations during this time of year, that was supposed to be the point. You know, not trampling right. people for new things one day after you've been grateful for what you already had. But it was supposed to actually be a chance to show, to give gifts to people, because we have been so blessed and we have been so gifted in our lives. And so I love what you're saying, because we can return to that lens of generosity instead of thinking about what can I get. We can start thinking about how our giving can help and uplift others. So what happens to this season if we're generous?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, please?
Sure. What happens to this season if we are conscious of being generous?
I believe that is probably a strong component of the concept of peace on earth.
Mm.
I think there's a strong correlation between that, those two. You know, so people talk about peace on earth and mm-hmm. sing these songs at this time of year, you know, with Christmas, you know, peace on earth and such. You know, I think that that's really putting those ideas mm-hmm. in action, mm-hmm. you know. I think that would bring mm-hmm. a good sense of peace on earth.
I love what you're saying, and I love the heart behind it, because so many people right now are very, very concerned about the absence of peace in the world today.
Right.
The threat of war and rumors of war and all of these things that are happening on every level, local levels, national levels, international levels, that disturb peace. And one of the definitions of peace I really like comes from our Hebrew friends, Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And I love that as a definition of peace, that nothing missing, nothing broken, lacking nothing. And so when we think about peace on earth, I wonder if it's just really, it starts at a local level. Peace on earth starts with each of us. I mean, I'm not going to go over to another country and maybe fix their situation, but I can be nice to my neighbor, right?
Yes, and this is a concept that I've, since maybe my teens, it occurred to me, and I have always spoken about this, is that peace begins at home and barbarism begins at home, you know?
Wow.
It starts there, and, you know, what recipe people put into their home, you know, what kind of home they make, that determines who they and their children, the inhabitants of this dwelling, will go out and bring out into the world. And I'm from the camp of people who believe that the shortest distance between people is understanding.
Yeah.
And if we endeavor to understand others and do so in a compassionate way, that will bring peace for all concerned. So
that's
what
lovely.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's lovely. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that that's what I do here in my home, you know, and that's what I bring into my home, that's what I manifest in my home, I strive to, and that is what I carry out into the world from my home.
Yes, absolutely, and you radiate that. So please help us to do the same. What are some practical steps we can all take to do that?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that probably it's that there is this, the understanding. I think that is something when I speak to people, say if I'm speaking to a friend and they've had some conflict with somebody else, and they're telling me about it, you know, I will ask where the communication broke down, you know, because that usually is always the root of some disagreement. You know, people aren't understanding each other. And so that's something that I try to do is get people to understand that, you know, maybe they need to step outside of themselves and look at somebody else's situation, you know, without prejudice, you know, and empathize, you know. And I believe that, you know, I think everyone has the capacity for empathy. It's just that, you know, people are born with different souls, and some people find empathy very easy and others find it very difficult. Mm-hmm. So that's why those who find it difficult, I try and inspire them to learn how to be empathetic to other people. But that all brings peace, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, because you have really given us something to think about. And so let's think about something else from an Indigenous point of view, from a tribal point of view. We have all these celebrations happening, just wonderful things, dates on the calendar, parties and carols and dinners and feasts and ceremonies and socials and all these other things. And yet, we're often told that for many people, this is a really difficult time of year. This is a hard or depressing or discouraging season of the year. What are some ideas for people who are struggling with holiday season?
That is a good question. I would say that what I have suggested to people before in the past is that they go where love goes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've said that about myself before when people ask why I don't follow certain ideologies or whatever. I just always say, you know, I go where love goes, or even I go where true love goes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for example, like we had a friend, Mom had a friend when I was a teenager, and he was a friend of the family. And he usually came over. Mom always invited everyone. My home was the home. You know, when I was growing up, Mom made these grand feasts. You know, it seems like they would go on for days. And so, you know, whatever holiday it was or observance that we were celebrating, and Mom had huge feasts put on, everyone came. You know, everyone in the family, all the friends, the, you know, extended friends. You know, you got a friend, you know, don't have somewhere to go on the holiday or whatever, you know, you bring them with you, you know. And so holidays at my home growing up was a place of togetherness and love and just good times. And so but there was always this one friend that always showed up, you know, at the holidays, you know. And I eventually found out that he was put off at first by holidays because when he was a little younger, his parents were on their way to his home to visit him for, I think, Thanksgiving. And they died in a car crash.
Oh, no.
On their way to his house.
Oh my.
So he was that. Yeah, that would definitely. And then I understood why, you know, he was always invited and always there, because he was going where love was. You know, mm-hmm. He didn't have his parents anymore, but my mother was a very loving person. Yeah. She loved everyone.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I say go where love goes, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't have family, go to your friends. If you don't have friends, go to your family. If you have both, celebrate with them all. But For those who have a difficult time with the holidays, that's what I suggest. Don't, it's easy, I think, to stay in the comfort of one's own home with, you know, even if it's just with themselves, and then that leads to sadness and all that. But I just encourage people, just, you don't have to go be a social butterfly. Just go out and, you know, go to a friend or family member's home. And I think that that works.
Go where love goes. Sounds to me like it would be an amazing compass for navigating all kinds of feelings and situations, ideas. Even when we talk about, you know, peace on earth, being a peacemaker, go where love goes. What's the attitude? What's the heart attitude? What's the feeling? Where are the people? Where are the ideas? Go where love goes. I love that. And that's a wonderful testimony to the greatness of your beautiful mother, that she was able to sow so much love into people's lives that they knew where she was. Love is there. And you're certainly walking in love now yourself. Well, as we think about your particular tribe, nation, and your experience, what are some of your favorite social or celebration or holiday traditions that take place in your nation?
Well, we do have our strawberry ceremony, and that is, you know, our and that happens in the spring, you know, usually in May. You know, it depends on when the strawberries are putting out, and so. But I think collectively we all think of strawberry as the ceremony when the first ceremony of spring, you know, the first big ceremony of spring. And so to us, it's kind of collectively this idea that, you know, the cold months are behind us, the trees and plant life, they're all coming back to life again and putting out new leaves, and everything is new again. And there's, I think, this, you know, really a collective thought, this feeling that, you know, the world is new again. And so, you know, and that's what at Strawberry, what we do. We call it Strawberry because in Tuscarora, you know, we always say we said Agadachi. You know, the strawberry is the leader of the fruits. And so we say strawberries, but sometimes people, old folks and stuff, would say first fruits. So, you know, because they're, you know, the strawberries are the first, but, you know, there are other fruits in the spring. But anyhow, I like strawberry ceremony for that reason. Mm-hmm. I like midwinter. You know, midwinter is what determines, you know, Tuscarora New Year. And so midwinter is the spiritual highlight of our year. You know, midwinter ceremonies usually go on for days. And, you know, we have all these, the singing and dancing and celebrating, and, you know, it's really a good time. It really is. I love midwinter ceremony.
Oh, how marvelous. That is wonderful. Now, is wintertime story season for your nation? Is it storytelling season for you?
Yes. And that's something that I've been, lately, I have made two videos.
Wow.
That, well, I made this video about how Bear lost his tail, the traditional story, and I learned how to make AI graphics. So I learned how to do that, and so that's how I made the graphics for the story. And so I made a video of that. It's on YouTube, and then I recently did the Evergreen Tree story and made a video for that as well that is on YouTube. And so, you know, those are stories. You know, wintertime is storytelling season for us. And, you know, the old folks would say things about storytelling in the hot months, you know, that you don't do that, you know, that if you, you know, want to sit around and tell stories and such, you know, in the hot months, the snakes will lay on the sides of the path and they'll get you whenever you go out. You know, you don't do that, you know. So, you know, you save the storytelling for storytelling season in the winter. And so, yeah, I've got those two stories out so far, and I plan on doing more. I'm working on a couple right now. I feel like those are, you know, those are my contributions to storytelling season this winter.
Yes, absolutely. So how could we see those stories? Could we hear those stories or see those stories on YouTube?
Of course, yes, they are on YouTube. And the first one is the story of called How Bear Lost His Tail. Mm-hmm. And the second one is The Evergreen Tree. Now, the Evergreen Tree story was sung by Joanne Shenandoah. She did that, or in Tuscarora, we would say Joanne Shenandoah Gehen. The Gehen in Tuscarora is just a way that we say someone's name at the end when they've made the journey. A bit of a form of respect for those who have made the journey. So, yeah, Joanne Shenandoah Gehent, she did the Evergreen Tree story on one of her albums, and it's one of my favorite stories. And so that's why I thought I really want to translate this into Tuscarora and make this video for it. So that's what I did.
Oh, great. Oh, congratulations. I truly enjoyed these videos. I enjoyed these stories. I enjoyed sharing them. And they are just well-told and beautiful graphics. So congratulations on this great achievement and this gift. You know, we were talking about generosity. It's a gift of your time. It's a gift of your talent so that future generations can know these stories and grow up with them and have them as part of their lives. I think storytelling is a marvelous way to indigenize our holidays, too. You know, that we can tell, yes, we hear the stories and the narratives and even some of the commercial narratives, right, about what you should buy and what you should do, but we can bring our own family stories and tribal stories and indigenous stories and personal stories and cultural stories into this season, and we can indigenize it. And when we come back from break, I would be so honored if maybe you would consider telling us a story or sharing with us in your language something from your people when we come back. So we'll be right back after this.
And the government saver, let it believe it, get on and easy, pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back, what the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Wes.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it in dogs. Supposed to hear, so who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run without scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Hey. It's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And save her. Let her believe it. Get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard. And never look back. What's the world forget?
Merry everything and happy always. We are always ready to celebrate good things around here. Always glad to celebrate. Always happy to celebrate. And we are thankful our guest has joined us today so that we can celebrate. So would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Yes, I am Dwayne Brayboy. I am Tuscarora from North Carolina and Robeson County and Bear Clan, and I'm enrolled at Prospect Longhouse.
How wonderful to have you here. What does it mean to you to be Bear Clan?
It means I get to hibernate and eat lots of food.
That's great. Oh, how delightful.
Being Bear Clan is, you know, I do have Bear Clan tendencies. I tend to always think on things long, yujadi, and long time. I will think on things, you know, if people want to, you know, present a situation and they want an immediate response, I am not the person to go to.
Okay.
You know, if someone presents a situation and they're like, we need to think about this or create a plan of action. Okay. All right. I'll start thinking on it now and I will let you know when I'm ready to render a decision. And it's never anytime soon.